Often at this point in the session, at this time, or after our guided meditation, there will be some opportunity for questions. But since there were so many announcements at the beginning, and I have a few more things to offer for taking this into your day, which is where we're headed next, we'll save questions for this afternoon. So that's you can submit questions on the forum if you have questions, and I'll just respond to questions this afternoon. But just a couple pieces to explore for daily life. The piece around noticing when mindfulness returns. That is a that the more familiar you can get in your sitting practice with that moment, that moment when the mind wanders and mindfulness comes back, it is such an important moment to get familiar with the experience of mindfulness returning in that moment. The more familiar we get with that, the more we recognize when it happens. So it's like we get attuned to that experience of mindfulness returning. So we can practice that in our sitting. And I love that this can be part of our practice because for me, it really helped let go of the judgment around the mind wandering. Every time the mind wanders, it's another opportunity to get familiar with awareness returning, that sense of the arising of awareness again. That experience of awareness returning is one of the key supports in our daily life. Mindfulness arises for us all the time. It happens so much during our day, but we often don't quite, it doesn't quite like rise to the level of curiosity for us in terms of the experience of being mindful. We often become curious and then hooked to the thing that we've become aware of. So mindfulness returns, we notice what we're aware of, and then we kind of go off and think about it. Mindfulness returns, we see that spot on the carpet, and then we start thinking about like how to get rid of the spot on the carpet. We don't become aware, wow, mindfulness has arisen and I'm aware. And what I'm aware of is the spot on the carpet. And potentially, yes, it's useful to do something about that, but we've missed that whole part of the experience, the arising of mindfulness. That kind of attuning to that experience through your day, attuning to the experience of mindfulness returning, whenever you recognize that you have become aware, kind of curiosity about that experience. As I said a few minutes ago, when mindfulness arises, when mindfulness arises after we've been lost, there is a distinction between what has been happening and the arising of mindfulness. And so there's a kind of a click, there can be a little more clarity about the experience of awareness in that moment. And the more that we get curious about that happening in the midst of whatever we're doing, walking across a street, picking up a glass, going down a hallway, washing dishes, preparing a meal, noticing when that moment of mindfulness returns, the more that we get kind of curious and familiar with that experience, the more it points itself out to us in our day. And so that moment of mindfulness returning, whenever you notice mindfulness returns, just take it in that moment. In daily life, there are times perhaps, if you're washing the dishes and you notice mindfulness returning, perhaps you can be curious for the remainder of the dishwashing time. What is it like to kind of remind myself, am I aware? What's obvious? At certain times when mindfulness returns, we can allow it to become like a little mini practice period. Sometimes that's available for us because we're doing something more chore-like, something that doesn't need so much focus. But there are other times when, for instance, if you're engaging in work or looking at a particular email or, kind of engaging with the thinking mind, we may become aware in the midst of that. And yet, if we have to stop and like think, okay, what's it like to be aware of this? It's first of all, it's going to interrupt kind of the natural flow of what we're doing. It also can begin to add a kind of a sense of burden to being mindful. It's like I have to do this thing and be mindful. And what I find in daily life is that when mindfulness feels like it's like a backpack we're carrying around with us to do everywhere we go, we tend to get tired of carrying that backpack around and we put it down and we just don't do it. And so really emphasizing the lightness of the effort in daily life. If you kind of are curious about that moment of mindfulness returning, that moment is effortless. You didn't have to do that one. And so, you didn't have to work too hard for that one. You just noticed that. And if there is some bandwidth in that moment, if you're doing something simple and can explore a little bit about, yeah, I'm washing the dishes. What's happening? What am I aware of? What's it like to be aware while washing dishes? Great. I mean, that could be a little mini practice period for 2 or 3 minutes. But if you're doing something else and you have, you don't quite have the bandwidth to do that, that's fine. Just notice this moment and then get on with your day. Just get on with your day. There'll be another moment for you to recognize mindfulness returning. What I found is that simple practice of noticing mindfulness returning begins to orient the mind to notice mindfulness returning more often, more times in the day, which then orients us to more times. And so it's got this momentum building effect. And we get little bursts, little tiny bursts of mindfulness through our day. And this begins to support us. So that's one of the keys to doing this. And then we'll talk much more about ways in to mindfulness in daily life, but that's the main one I want to emphasize right now. And then the other piece I want to just mention is walking, to talk a little bit about practicing this while walking. Because that's a lot of what we do in our day. We're moving around, but it can be just a few steps between a chair and the kitchen or going upstairs to get something. But we move constantly. And if we can begin to infuse that with mindfulness, often I find in those moments of moving between things, there's not a lot I have to be holding in my mind. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I have to hold something in my mind and going from one place to another. But often it can just be, oh, I'm getting up to, get a drink of water. It's like I can just be aware during this whole time. And so the practice of cultivating being aware while moving is helpful. And Sayadaw Utejaniya, we talk about walking practice or walking meditation, but in one group that I was in, somebody asked Sayadaw, how do you practice walking meditation? And he said, I don't practice walking meditation. I practice awareness while I'm walking. Again, that kind of turns it around. We're not aiming to attend to anything. It's like we're walking. We happen to be walking and aware. What is awareness? Noticing. And so essentially, the instructions in walking are the same. See if there can be relaxation of body. Are you aware? And what's obvious? It may be that what's obvious is the physicality of the body walking. That's a pretty obvious experience. But sometimes when we're walking, what's obvious is the kind of the pull or the intention that got us out of our chair in the first place to go somewhere. Maybe what's obvious is the thirst or the hunger. That's fine. We don't have to be attending to walking when we're aware while walking. We notice what's obvious. So just walking at a kind of a natural pace and relaxing, are you aware? And what's obvious? Just the same set of things. Now, when we're walking, our eyes are open. Often when we're sitting, our eyes are closed. And so this adds a new field of place to attend to. And that is also often what we can notice in walking practice is that we're seeing. This is a really useful field to become familiar with being mindful of, because so often it's something that we see that hooks our attention, that we start thinking about, and then we get lost. And so if we can be aware that we're seeing and begin to be curious about something Sayadaw points to is the difference between seeing, this knowing that seeing is happening, and looking at something. You know, when does the attention get drawn to something in the field of seeing? Seeing being a much more broad, often kind of experience, and looking being more focused. So that shift from seeing to looking is a prime moment when we tend to start thinking about what we're looking at and get lost. If we can catch that shift from seeing to looking, or be curious about, you know, that shift of attention from one thing to another in the walking, and it could shift from seeing and looking and looking and looking to hearing and listening and listening. So, you know, the shift of attention can go from one field to another. But a kind of curiosity about that shift of attention in the walking is a really interesting place to explore that sense of following the attention. So, that may be enough to get you started, hopefully. We'll have questions at the next period. So if you can't come to that next period for whatever reason, you're welcome to submit the question. And I'll try to get to as many questions as I can. And you can listen to the recording. You can listen to the recording later. So thank you all for being here. And I look forward to sharing this week with you.